The Trump administration is restarting a massive program to fund electric vehicle chargers. After freezing billions of dollars in funds and getting sued for it, officials say they're going to release that money. But they'll do it without a layer of Biden-era rules and requirements. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
The Trump administration was never a fan of the federal charger program. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy supported that position in an interview with Newsmax this April.
So I don't think the federal government should actually build charging stations. I think the private sector could do it. But the Congress sent the money to DOT to build charging stations.
Specifically, Congress earmarked $5 billion to build high-speed chargers along highways across the whole country, evenly distributed to make longer EV trips more practical. The program was notably slow to get started, which the Trump administration blamed on Biden-era red tape. Here's Duffy making that case on Newsmax.
It's because of the crazy rules and regulations, the social justice and the green requirements that were put in to the money that was sent to states, they couldn't build with the money.
In line with these criticisms, in February, the Trump administration had said it was pausing the program to rewrite it to be more efficient. But for month after month, the money was just frozen with no updates. So more than a dozen states sued the federal government over the long delay, arguing the money was promised by law and the Trump administration was effectively withholding it.
This was an illegal action. This action defies separation of powers.
That's Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser, who is leading that suit. This week, there was a major update. The Department of Transportation finally released new rules and says it is restarting the program. Weiser says that's encouraging.
It is promising that we're seeing some responses to our lawsuit and we're seeing some effort to give us the money that Congress has mandated.
But he's not satisfied yet. He says states need to stay vigilant to make sure money is actually given out. Because the frozen money isn't quite flowing again. You might say it's defrosting. The Transportation Department didn't respond to requests for an interview, but it has published new guidance for what states have to do. It deletes a lot of Biden-era rules. When they reapply for money, states will no longer have to consider equity or reach out to underserved communities or factor in extreme weather. It also lifts requirements on how far apart chargers are and how close to highways. Basically, more decisions are left up to the states. Some EV advocates and charging companies welcome these changes.
They sort of cut through a lot of the red tape that had slowed down the original program.
That's Ryan McKinnon, the spokesman for the Charge Ahead Partnership. It mostly represents gas stations and retailers who want to add chargers. He says the new guidance will particularly help states like Wyoming and Montana with big open spaces. Alexander Laska is with the center-left think tank Third Way. He has sharply criticized the Biden requirements for being inefficient, and he praises some of the new flexibility on locations. But overall, he says the new guidance actually isn't that different.
This guidance was not worth holding up the program for, you know, now over half a year. It just wasn't worth it.
And that's a common thread. Supporters of EV charging don't mind the changes the Trump administration is making so much as the delay and disruption.
First of all, I think it's sad that we lost 6 months.
Andrew Bennett is the CEO of Drives, a company that builds software for charging stations. He says the freeze disrupted a lot of projects that might have gotten greenlit this year. And the country needs more chargers.
We need about 6 times more just to keep up.
A lot of chargers have been built with private money, Bennett says, but not enough. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.